We are on the brink of uncovering a hidden world. A world that connects past and future generations in ways we never imagined possible.
What this means is an environmental exposure that your grandmother had could cause a disease in you, even though you've never been exposed to the toxin. And you are going to pass it on to your great-grandkids.
These extraordinary discoveries have the potential to affect every aspect of our lives.
Not just the genes, but also the environment in the early life of your ancestors. It's not so much you are what you eat, it's that you are what your mother ate, and maybe you are what your grandmother ate. And if you take our data, you are what stress your grandmother or grandfather had.
It will change the way we think about our relationship with every generation.
Makes me feel closer to my children. What I experience in terms of environment will have some type of a legacy in my children and my grandchildren.
The science of inheritance is being turned on its head.
We're changing the view of what inheritance is.
This small Swedish town may hold the evidence to launch a medical revolution. Overkalix lies huddled on the edge of the Arctic Circle, inaccessible and remote. It was cut off from the rest of the world for most of its history. Marcus Pembry has travelled here to meet his colleague, Ola Bigren. They believe that the story lying buried in these graveyards may hold the proof to their radical ideas.
Here we have at least two generations
in the same grave.
This group of people could contribute to really a sea change in the way we think about inheritance.
They have come to this churchyard to find grandmothers and granddaughters, grandfathers and grandsons. Connecting people who lived almost 100 years apart in entirely new ways. Uncovering links that confound scientific thinking.
Up till now, inheritance is just the genes, the DNA sequence. I suspect that we're going to be able to demonstrate that the inheritance is more than that.
This is a grandson, as it were, in our study.
It is the culmination of more than 20 years' work. And for the first time, Pembury is confronting the magnitude of their discovery.
It really has come alive for me, coming here, more than I had expected. It's really quite sort of emotional about it. Wonderful.